the Labor Organization's 30th annual report on workplace fatalities is based on data from the Bureau of Labor Statistics. According to the report, workplace deaths were up slightly in 2019. Car crashes and other transportation-related incidents accounted for 40% of workplace deaths in 2019. Falls and slips caused the next highest number of deaths. Liz Schuler is the Secretary Treasurer for the ALF-CIO. She says that workplace safety has never been more important than it has been during the pandemic.
Thousands of workers have been infected and died, disproportionately people of color. And these infections and deaths were preventable through common sense measures that employers have fought against and the previous administration failed to enforce. And even before the pandemic, the last administration dragged us backward.
The report does not include data on deaths due to long-term diseases linked to occupation, but it pointed to estimates that put the number at around 9,500 per year. Schuler says the number of occupational safety and health inspectors is at its lowest level since the agency opened 50 years ago. She says there are only 1,798 inspectors to inspect the 10.1 million workplaces that OSHA covers. The report also points to the growing number of workplace violence incidents, making it the third leading cause of death on the job. The AFL-CIO's Schuler says that job-related illnesses and injuries cost the economy between $250 and $330 billion per year. Zenny Cortez is a registered nurse at Kaiser in San Francisco and the president of National Nurses United. She works in the post-anesthesia unit. Cortez says that her patients are supposed to be tested for COVID-19 before going into surgery, but that sometimes test results don't come back until after emergency surgeries. Cortez says some nurses sometimes have to use the same mask the entire shift, which is unsafe.
Many nurses in Michigan today are still forced to reuse PPE. Putting on a contaminated N95 can lead to additional exposures to the virus. And going from patient to patient wearing the same N95 mask also puts patients at risk for cross-contamination.
Liz Schuler says she hopes President Biden and Congress will pass the PROS Act. She says the legislation would help workers to organize and join unions. For KPFA News, I'm Daniel Whitty.